Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3. I told you earlier I wanted to talk about something on the air, and I cannot remember for the life of me what it was. Can you?
Nope.
Maybe it'll come to me later.
Yep. You should have written it down. I don't know.
I'm usually pretty good at remembering these things. It's just totally drawing a blank.
Not today. Our morning conversation today, we're talking about chips and dip. Do you like a lot of dip with your chips?
I do. Oh, so much.
And we had a caller earlier that said it's called dip. It's not called scoop.
And you she's know. Not wrong.
Yeah,
I will agree with that.
You're not... Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess there's no rules about it.
No.
You buy it, you consume it the way you want to.
The dip police aren't going to show up at your house or something.
But what do you do when you have a huge potato chip? Uh-huh. I mean, it's huge, like the size of a big potato. Do you take the whole thing and then dip it and then just shove it in your mouth?
Yes.
The whole thing. So
yeah.
It's bigger than your mouth and you're just going to just shove the whole thing in there?
I have a big mouth.
Yeah, but some
Not
of these
just
chips,
the way I talk.
Some of these chips are huge.
Okay, so
I'm always impressed when I get a really big chip that's not
yes,
broken.
Yes, it's beautiful.
It's like exciting. It's like oh my gosh,
gift.
Look how big this chip is.
So here's the thing I think I wanted to talk about. How do you not break a larger chip? Well, instead of just daintily holding it at the top, what I do is my thumb's still at the top. I will take my other two fingers and slide them down the back of the chip.
Oh,
so it
like
creates
a support system?
Yeah, like a little brace. And that way, as you drag it through there and get your giant scoop, the dip is pushing against the chip. The chip is against your fingers, and they don't break.
Do you not get dip on your fingers at that point then?
That's not really the point of this conversation.
But no, okay, so I do need to know. Do you get dip on your fingers regularly when you're eating chips and dip?
Yes, but...
So then the people after you are
going to
have your finger residue in there.
No. If I'm going to get that extreme with it, I either know I'm finishing off that tub of dip and no one else will get any... Or I have placed it in a bowl.
Oh.
And I don't put dip on a plate. You can't chase it around so
easy. You can.
You can't do like I do if you're chasing the dip
around. But if you're sharing with other people, that's the
kind. I'm not sharing with other people.
So you, it sounds like you don't share this container of dip with anybody else.
Joey
doesn't
share food.
It sounds like it's Brian's dip.
Well, can neither of my kids care for dip?
Okay.
Except for maybe queso. My wife enjoys dip. But she enjoys it like a normal human.
Does she know what you look like what it looks like when you're eating the dip? Does she is she aware that your fingers are all up in it and like
I'm not
touching
sure.
it?
I'm not
Donna,
sure.
Donna, we need to talk, honey.
Here's the thing. I think that's one of those things that I did before we got married, but hid it from her.
Well, I'm gonna tell her. I mean, if she's not listening
I know she knows now.
Okay.
Like
if I get
something and I like it in a bowl. If I can't get it all out with a spoon, I will literally stick my tongue in it and spin the bowl around until I clean it all out.
My goodness. Are you kidding me?
No, and sadly, my son has picked up this habit. Like, if
what?
He finishes a bowl of ice cream, he's like, and just cleans it all
out
with his tongue.
You guys lick the plate. You're licking it.
Not in front of people. I'm not going to go to a
restaurant.
Well,
you're publicly admitting it right now, so it's almost as if you just did it in public.
I mean, sometimes
some things you don't need to say. You just don't need to tell people that you do those kind of things.
Sometimes I scratch my armpit, but I'm not going to do it in public.
Again, we don't need to know these things. I mean, sometimes you just like shut the mouth before the words come out because I can't unknow those things now.
But you and I agreed when we started this show, we're going to be honest with people. We're going to live our lives on
air.
Okay,
there's being honest, and then
things.
There's too much. And I mean, you just cross that line.
So you don't have things about you that you want
to
share?
I'm not going to publicly say. If it's not relevant, and it's disgusting, I'm not going to share it.
I don't know that it's disgusting.
Oh, that's disgusting. You lick the dip bowl?
Yes.
That, nobody needed to know.
I'm just being an honest person.
I appreciate your honesty, but you could have kept that one to yourself.
I'm
going to
be honest right now. My doctor, she likes to listen to us. And I think
she's probably revulsed too.
I think she's probably gagging right
now.
She probably got my chart out.
She's not the only one. I guarantee you that.
I think she got my chart out right now and started making notes like, no wonder he looks like he does.
We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Tricia.
So back to the dip conversation. This is our morning conversation. And
that
a lot
just
of people
went nasty.
Okay. Would you like to read the morning conversation?
The morning conversation. Do you like a lot of dip with your chips?
Yeah.
And that's just a safe conversation
until
Brian's ways get involved in it, and then it just changes.
Yeah. So Samantha Dale gives me a holler, local teacher, track coach, awesome lady. She says, I am with you.
Okay.
You are not disgusting. Or maybe Trisha would say, I am disgusted.
I'm not going to call her out. I will.
Oh, there's more. But I totally agree with you. But she was cracking me up during this conversation. And then Marty Sutherland.
Yeah.
He reached out and said, your poor dog. If you're licking all the bowls and plates, what does your dog get?
I like how Marty's defending your dog in this. Patches wasn't even in the conversation.
Our sensitive stomached little dog doesn't really get much human stuff because of that. I did get a message from my son this morning, and he is streaming us at his job.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Keegan.
He said, this is slander, and I shan't allow it, mister, because I explained that... He likes to lick out his
ice
cream bowls.
You totally called him out. He probably didn't want the public to know.
It's not slander if it's true. I can prove it.
Really?
Yeah.
You have video of it?
I think there's a video, but I know there's photos.
You shall not do that to your child. He probably didn't want everybody to know.
I warned them, other than anything that is like really, really serious, like that, you know, is like very private. Anything they do is fair game. I said, we have a radio show and I'm going to talk about it.
And the family is involved. See, yeah. I'm not that way. There are some things that my kids would say, don't talk about that on the air. And if they were liquor outers of the bowl.
Liquor outers?
Then I would not publicly say that because they would be, I would get the look like, Mom. They don't lick out bowls.
I gotta be honest.
Or a dip container.
I do realize that a lot of the times, I don't want people to think I don't talk about Addison. It's not the case. Keegan's just so much more strange, weird, and like...
Keegan, I'm so sorry.
Addison's pretty normal. I mean, definitely he's more like me and she's more like her mom. And thank goodness the second one was starting to get it right because we ruined the first one, so...
Keegan's a good guy.
He is, but my bad
Even
tendencies.
If you publicly said that he licks out a bowl.
Now... The other thing is, he has a snap temper, and I wonder where he got that from.
A snap temper?
Like, it's fast.
Really?
Yeah.
I've not seen that in him.
Well, it's usually directed at us, but...
You know, probably. Yeah.